At precisely 5 minutes to five on December 31st, 1959, something historic was going on at Walter's Bathhouse No. 2 at 900 Washington Boulevard that would mark the end of an era in Baltimore, and this is going to take some explanation. It was not until 1959 that all homes in Baltimore City were required to have indoor plumbing, and it was the very charitable Henry Walters of Walters Art Museum fame who funded the building and maintenance of six public bathhouses that made showers available free to the many who did not live in a home with indoor plumbing. But for years prior, millions of Baltimoreans had checked in, by one accounting, more than 8 million. One regular said, quote, "In the rooming houses, the first in the shower gets the hot water. Here, the hot water never runs out," end quote. Among the patrons of Walters No. 1 at 131 South High Street was Pulitzer Prize winner and former Baltimore Sun reporter William Manchester. He wrote, quote, "I paid 5 cents to get a towel and a bar of soap. A city bath is the best buy in town." Solomon Liss, city councilman, reminisced about the decline and fall of Baltimore's public baths. Quote, "By late 1950, indoor plumbing was in all of Baltimore houses. With the health department rule that every domicile must contain a bathtub or shower, it became clear that the days of the public baths were numbered. In 1956, we and the city council approved the closing of the public baths." But back to that 5 o'clock moment at Walter's Bathhouse No. 2, December 31st, 1959. There was one man left in the shower. At exactly 5 o'clock, attendant George Price hollered out to him that he was the last man to take the last shower in Baltimore's public baths and to get on with it. The man was unimpressed with the honor and snapped, quote, "So where are poor people supposed to go for a hot shower?" And with that haunting question, he shut down his shower. End of story and end of era.